Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Hi there, Kelly.
So hello.
I need someone, anyone with real trash collector knowledge to help on this.
That is not me.
I know. Do the trash collectors prefer the cans with the handles or the mouth facing the street?
Well, I think, is it there a handle there in the front, like a silver handle, like in the middle of the can? It needs to open up, like the front ways. It's got to be facing the street, right?
I think I've seen two different types of trash trucks. One that has the arm that comes out, grabs the can, and flips it into the top.
Right.
And I feel like those, the mouth needs to be facing the street. But I've also seen kind of the normal trucks where the collectors, they'll just walk the street and they'll just grab the handle and pull it to the back of the truck where the little arm is, and they fit it in there and it flips it into the back of the truck. So
I'm not a professional, but I feel as though you always want to have the lid opening to the street.
So the mouth to the street.
Yes.
Okay, so
I don't think there's any situation where it's going to be the opposite.
Because in my neighborhood, trash day is today. And every single, like, Thursday night or Friday morning, depending on if I forget, when I take the receptacle out to the front, I always question myself because I have different examples along the street. I'll check my neighbors and see what they're doing. And they're all different. One of them has the mouth to the street. The other one has the handles to the street. And then sometimes the trash truck is actually different. They'll run down and they'll grab it with the arm from the street. And then I'm like, all right, good. The mouth was to the front. So they were able to do that. And then other times it's like they got to walk around my trash can just to grab the handle because I put the handle more towards the sidewalk rather than the street. I don't know. Sorry. It was something that is just weighing on my mind this morning. I was going to say
I've never put that much effort and thought into it, but I feel as though if in doubt, I would default to having it open towards the street.
Okay. All right. Maybe we can lay this to rest.
Okay.
But
again, we don't have any professionals weighing in just yet.
No.
But maybe they can confirm or deny.
Yeah, that would be helpful. So today it is a pre-Mother's Day, you laugh, you lose. That's on the show about 7:45. We have setting the bar stories, feel good stories, and all sorts of stuff here on the show. So we got a show for you. Plus the hard hitting topics like which way should your trash can face?
LOL.
On DJX. Good morning. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, ask and you shall receive. So the biggest issue facing the show this morning is what way to face the trash can when you're putting it out to the street. Handle to the street or the mouth of the lid to the street. Wouldn't you agree, Kelly?
Absolutely. We are how many minutes in? And this is where we're at. Do we have a definitive answer? Because I'm looking at the text messages and I think no.
A tweet we got from a listener that says, I place our trash cans with the handles facing the street because I've watched them grab it and slide it right up to the back of the truck and the truck lifts it and the can dumps it. But listen, I don't know if we have a definitive answer because Dennis is on the phone and you're adding a little bit more to the confusion, even though you worked in the trash collecting industry. Go ahead.
Okay. Now I work for Waste Management and there is actual arrows on the lid that show you to put the mouth toward the street.
Really?
Now, okay. Yes. Now with the garbage companies that have the arms that do it for you, that's the way it needs to be. But now, as a garbage tipper, I prefer the handles facing the street because I don't want to have to walk all the way around your can, as silly as it sounds, to grab it and push it, where I can just grab it and pull it to me and pull it around to the back of the truck and tip it.
Dennis, that's literally my problem. Like, I see the trash collectors having to walk around the trash can to grab the handle, but it varies from week to week, I feel. So that's my confusion.
Yeah, so see, like, you know, and also, too, when you have to walk around to the back of the can to push it, normally your wheels are still on grass or off of the edge of the pavement, which is hard to push it up over the pavement. So if the handle is facing the street, it's easier for the garbage tipper to grab it and pull it to them.
Okay, so as an expert, you would recommend what?
The handle facing the street.
All right, Dennis, appreciate it, buddy.
Not a problem, Ben. You have a good day.
See, and now Dennis literally says, the trash can says to have the mouth to the street, but he prefers the handle to the street. So
this is so confusing because my entire street is all mouth to the street. Everybody.
Mine is completely different. It's like one house has handle to the street, one house has mouth to the street. So
wow.
I know.
Okay, so I guess, you know, Brittany says maybe it's just particular to whichever team you have. She said, my garbage man told me to turn it sideways.
Sideways.
So now we got another option thrown in there.
Man, I don't know about sideways. That seems...
It's a happy middle, I guess, if you're not for sure which way they prefer. But Kim is right there with you. She also worries about the trash cans.
I'm telling you. This is the type of thing that goes through my brain at like 3:45 in the morning. And I'm just like, okay, did I do this right? And I'm going to have to actually see if my trash cans have arrows now. Because if they have arrows... I've never noticed them, so
I haven't either. But Hunter is all like, listen, he's going to get even more specific with the sideways option handle on the left if you're looking at it from your house.
So if you're looking at it from your porch to the street, it needs to be on
handle
the left.
To the left.
So if you're from the street looking back to your house, it's on the right.
Handle to the right.
Okay, I'm not doing that. Wow. Sorry, Hunter, I'm not doing that. I mean, they're going, sorry, I'm not doing that. I'm not going sideways. I'm going front.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
going mouth to the thing. Oh. Okay, I'm just going to go. I'm going to have to go with Dennis. Dennis said, as a waste management professional, he prefers handle to the street, even okay. though it goes against popular convention. That is the directions listed on the actual trash can.
Is this something that we maybe leave a note for our professionals and ask, like, hey, do you have a preference? I want to make sure that we are helping out and contributing.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Another text that just came in. As if I didn't already have enough anxiety in my life. Now I have to worry about if my trash can is correct. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You got to understand. I use this show to help my anxiety. You got to understand.
Yeah, it's like therapy. Sure.
All right. So
we'll just work it out.
I mean, I don't know if we have a definitive answer or not, but.
Did we land
No,
anywhere?
We didn't. Because Dennis says one thing, the trash can says the other. So are you going to listen to the human being or are you going to listen to the plastic container?
Yeah. You know what? I guess if you don't know and you haven't heard from the professionals that service your neighborhood, you default with the directions on the lid, I guess.
I guess. All right. Listen, who needs John Bull like doing investigative reporting when you've got us?
Absolutely.
Doing it for you.
This is the stuff that's directly affecting your life, though.
Mm-hmm. Feel good stories. Every single hour we do these, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
So an American Airlines pilot made a flight delay a little easier to swallow after buying pizza for every passenger on the plane.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, yeah. So generous. Rain or shine, our team consistently proves they're the best in the business, according to a spokesperson for American Airlines. Listen, this happened on May 4th.
Uh-huh.
American Eagle flight 4798 had already departed 40 minutes late, encountered some severe thunderstorms flying from Key West to Charlotte, North Carolina. So to kind of, you know, circumvent the weather, the jet was forced to land in Charleston. It spent an hour and 22 minutes on the runway.
Aww.
So fortunately, the pilot, like, understood how annoying that is. And so he ordered pizza for everybody on board and finally touched down to Charlotte 6 hours after the initial takeoff from Key West.
Oh, man.
I think everybody was happy about that.
Yeah, that would be kind of awesome. What's the longest you've ever waited on a tarmac, you know?
Oh, gosh. I think I've been pretty lucky. I don't think I've had to wait longer than probably 45 minutes to an hour.
The longest I've ever waited on the tarmac, I was flying to Philadelphia with my dad, and we waited in Philadelphia coming home 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 7 hours on the tarmac.
And you didn't get pizza, did you?
No, we didn't get pizza. They weren't even allowed to give us drinks. Like, and this is pre-9/11. So, like, I feel like that should have been okay, or any of that should have been fine. But yeah, I mean, we were like in a lineup of like 20 airplanes. And
you had to be on the plane for that long?
Yep.
Oh, that is awful. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever fly again now. Okay. Just because of that. I'm afraid of that.
Just because of my experience when I was a teenager flying with my dad? All right. Yeah. All right, so that's feel good. At least that pilot knew what was up. Gave him some pizza, so that's good. Yeah. All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar. Small examples, what not to do. Now, sometimes our setting the bar stories are pretty bad. This one's just kind of comical. If you can manage to make it through the day without realizing your apartment actually has a dishwasher after living there for 2 years, you're doing okay.
Seriously?
Yeah, and no, I'm not talking about Jessica Simpson, who recently admitted the exact same thing living in her house. She had no idea that her house had a dishwasher. Oh, to live like that. Anyways, no, this is not Jessica Simpson. This is Tom. Tom had been washing by hand for 24 months at his apartment in London. And he
2 years?
Yeah, and he shared this on Twitter. He's like, I'm in shock. Lived in this flat for 2 years and only just discovered today it had a dishwasher. So basically, the dishwasher, it looked like the cabinets, right?
Okay, I was just going to ask, because a lot of times they do like those custom paneling that you make it like blend in with the cabinetry for like refrigerators and other appliances. So that was the case.
It blended in so well, he had no idea it was even a dishwasher. So,
and he never even thought to try to open the cabinet door. Like, oh, at the very least, it'd be a place to store stuff. And he never investigated that?
He said, I thought it was a fake cupboard. I've wasted days of my life washing up.
Who puts in a fake cupboard that would be the size of a dishwasher?
But see, here's the thing. You bring up a question that a lot of people on Twitter brought up the same thing. Just like the fact that no point you actually just gave it a quick yank speaks volumes about your levels of curiosity.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like, closed cupboard? Nope, don't want any of that. I'm not even going to investigate it. Yeah, exactly.
Not even going to try.
Not even going to try.
I don't want to be rejected in case it's fake.
So again, maybe you're moving into an apartment today or this weekend. Check them. You know, sometimes there are those fake cabinets that, especially the ones that are like under the sink, where you're like,
Like there's the one like in the middle, like right under the sink. That looks like it's going to be a drawer.
Right.
It's not.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There are those. But then I just go ahead and check the other ones just in case. So there you go.
Just in case.
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without realizing your apartment has a dishwasher after living
for
there.
For 2 years?
For 2 years. Then you're doing okay. I love it. That's Setting the Bar on DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
I want to direct you to our website at WDJX.com so you can see the full story, see the video in all of its glory, because you probably should. I'm talking about 9-year-old DeCorey Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Bates Elementary. And I mean, I know I've seen this floating out there for a couple of weeks, being shared around on Facebook, social media. He sang an amazing rendition of the Star Spangled Banner for his school's morning announcements.
Oh, the real place we were, where so gallantly streaming.
Yeah, he's just kind of holding the receiver of the phone there. Voice of an angel. Yeah, get it! I love it. Nice.
Wow. Yeah, he puts his own spin on it for sure. And now Good Morning America is featuring him. So he's getting some national attention. And like I said, they did kind of like a whole profile on him on HAS 11. And the school principal, Alicia Dunn, was like, I really didn't know what to expect, but I kind of couldn't finish the announcements after hearing
that. Yeah, like you can't follow that.
No, I mean, that's a really tough act to follow. I mean, the funniest thing is, too, I mean, he's obviously loving all the attention.
Right.
And he said, you know what? I never got to sing the national anthem before, and now they want me to sing at baseball games and a football game and at school and everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my Jesus.
That's fun.
It's a direct quote. Yeah, so, and you can see they actually got some raw footage of his process to prepare for the performance.
Yeah.
And you can see all those videos, again, up at WDJX.com. We'll tweet it out, too, at Ben and Kelly Show. He is so precious.
He is great. I love when local goes national. Love it.
Absolutely.
All right, that's your Feel Good every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we honor moms in the only way we know how, by slinging jokes themed around moms.
Yep, come. Get ready for Yo Mama jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Prepare your body.
This is so bad.
I feel like we can get away with this because I'm a mama.
Because you're a mom, yes.
Right? All right. It's like self-deprecating humor kind of maybe.
Sure. That on the way, you laugh, you lose, less than 20 minutes. I want to highlight a couple quick TikToks that have gone viral. One of them involves literally that song, Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License, where this user shared a kind of a compilation of her dog. Her dog's a golden retriever. The dog howls to the same verse in Driver's License every single time it plays. So the camera's just kind of facing the back seat. The dog's just kind of laying there. Cuts to another video.
She doesn't do this with any other song.
I mean, she's in her feels.
Yeah, in her, feels, in her feels all day long.
Yeah. I mean, the dog. Who hurt this dog? In fact, that's what they said.
Who hurt her?
Yes, who hurt her?
Oh, no. Heart shattered, obviously.
That is hysterical, right. And then there's another funny TikTok that's been going around. I actually saw it on Reels, but it's a dad press conference. So, you know,
that
like,
is hysterical.
So, you know, like at the end of games, they always interview the coaches or they interview the players on the outcome of the game, and especially
talk about what went well and what went wrong.
Right, right. And especially if it's like the losing team, you know, they're asking the coach, hey, you know, where'd you go wrong? So that's basically what it is. Evan, he's a comedian and he's a stay-at-home dad. And so he sets up like the shot like he is doing a post-game interview of his day. He's got like Cheerios on his shirt. He looks kind of disheveled and everything.
He pulls something out of his hair at some point.
Yeah.
Did you sum up the day?
Yeah, honestly, just felt like we got behind early. After the milk spill and the marker on the wall, we just felt like we were playing catch up the rest of the day.
Right before you went to the store, you called a timeout. Was there an attitude change after that?
Yeah, it felt like we were losing our heads there for a minute, so we wanted to just calm things down and get back to the basics.
Did you ever find your keys?
No. No, no idea where they are.
You gave them a snack half hour before dinner. Was that planned?
No. Lost track of time. Just wasn't thinking. And so, you know, 3 bites at dinner, that's on me.
It didn't look like you had many answers to the double team.
Is that a question?
Is that a question? So, yeah, totally funny. You can see it. We've shared it on our story at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. But, yeah, a couple funny TikToks there, from Driver's License to the dad press conference. So you can check those out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
From dads to moms. We honor moms as the trumpets blare, and it's just about time to sling those jokes back and forth. Instead of dad jokes, we're doing mom jokes.
Yo mama jokes. I'm about to hit print on a long list of yo mama jokes, and they're pretty good.
Now, I'm going to pepper in my onslaught of jokes with yo mama jokes, because okay. I felt bad just...
because I'm going all in.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not a mom, so... I felt bad just berating moms,
but
so,
you know
so I'm
what?
Going to
I'm
pepper.
I'm giving you permission, though. It's a Mother's Day theme.
I know. I'm going to pepper in, like every other joke will be a yo mama joke, all right?
I'm all in.
So that's going to be my, all right, fine. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis. Kelly K on a Mother's Day edition of You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we sling jokes back and forth. The first person who laughs loses. Kelly?
We can dive into yo mama jokes.
Yeah, so we're going to celebrate moms with some yo mama jokes. Now, I want to say that I don't feel comfortable just completely slamming mothers, as I am not a mother myself. So I'm going to pepper those in about every other joke. With a yo mama joke.
Again, I'm going all in.
I know you are.
I'm just going to go on record.
And everybody,
I'm going all in.
And it would be fitting if you took home the trophy yet again.
It would be fitting.
But I am not that caring.
Oh, you're a competitor.
I got it. All right.
I got it.
So you laugh, you lose. Kelly, I lost first on a technicality, but that means I go first.
Yeah. Yeah, technicality is still losing. So
here
we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yo mama's so big.
Uh-huh.
Her blood type is hot dog water.
Solid start. Real good. Real good. I like that. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I've got a few other, like, non-yo mama jokes. I'll start with that. What do you call a small mother?
What do you call a small mother?
A minimum.
Kelly.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I got it. I got it. What do you call two young married spiders?
What do you call two young married spiders?
Newly webs.
Yeah, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a mom that's bad at driving?
What?
One bad mother trucker.
Oh. Eh? Okay. Kelly, yo mom is so ugly, she threw a boomerang, and it refused to come back.
I'm going to take that one off my list. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama's so old, she walked out of a museum and the alarm went off.
Oh. Kelly, you know Bill and Melinda Gates?
Yeah.
You know they got divorced?
They're getting divorced, yes. Sad.
Melinda got the house. Bill kept the windows.
Got it. Real cute. Hey, Ben, mm-hmm. Your mama's so scary. You thought the monsters in your closet were friends.
Oh. Okay.
Did you have to think about that, really?
Kelly, your mama's so poor, Nigerian princes wire her money.
Good one. Good one. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Your mama's so old, she was a waitress at the Last Supper.
Oh, that is old.
Yeah.
Kelly, you know my neighbor is mad at his wife for sunbathing in the nude.
Oh, really?
But me? I'm on the fence.
Sassy. Hey, Ben, your mama's so klutzy, she tripped over a cordless phone.
That is klutzy. Yeah. Kelly, your mama's teeth are so yellow when she smiles at traffic, slows down.
Yeah, like a yellow light.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama's so old that when she was in school, there was no history class.
Oh, because it was all happening. Kelly, your mama's so big, she was overthrown by a small militia group. And now she's known as the Republic of Yo Mama.
I'd like to visit there someday. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Your mama's so old, she knew Burger King when he was still a prince. Hey, yo.
Kelly, what happened when the entire family got food poisoning?
I don't know what happened when the entire family got food poisoning.
Baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Baby shark, doo-doo-doo.
That's good. That's real good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Your mama's so ridiculous, she tried to climb Mountain Dew.
That is ridiculous. Kelly, your mama's so big, her blood type is Ragu.
Yeah, it is. Real thick. Hey, Ben, your mama's so dumb, she thought Dunkin' Donuts was a basketball team. Quite frankly, it should be.
Kelly.
Yeah?
Your mama's so stupid, she put lipstick on her forehead just to make up her mind.
Yes, and I bet she looked beautiful.
Yes, for Mother's Day.
Hey, Ben.
She looked beautiful. What?
Your mama's so clueless, she climbed over a glass wall to see what was on the other side.
Oh, she could have just looked through the glass wall.
She could have, because it's glass.
Kelly, did you hear about that famous chocolate factory owner who suffered from a penis accident?
No. Are you going to finish the joke?
He's known as Willy Wonky. I get it. Yay.
That's not even fair.
Happy Mother's Day to me.
Oh, Jennifer, I tried to hold it. I did. Listen.
In honor of you, Kelly, I will accept this trophy on behalf of you and all the mothers.
I cannot even... After baby, I can't even say it. After that, it was just a downhill struggle.
I thought I was going to get me, quite honestly. All right.
Wait, one more. Can I say one more Yo Mama joke? I got one more.
I was going to say, because these are all stale after this week.
Yo Mama's so literal, she stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
All right, one more. Your mama's so nasty, they used to call them jumpalines. Till your mama bounced on one. All right, there it is.
That's my favorite. Oh my
you laugh, God. You lose. Happy Mother's Day. On 99.7 DJX. Feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Crocs announced it's bringing back its free pair of healthcare program during National Nurses Week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give away 10,000 pairs of its Crocs at Work shoes per day to frontline caregivers in the U.S. starting Monday through Friday the 14th. So each day they're going to open up for requests on the website at noon and stay open until the day's allotment has been claimed.
Oh, look at that. All right.
Yeah. So starting Monday through next Friday, every day you can submit to get one of these 10,000 pairs of free Crocs every day. It started last year as kind of a way to recognize and provide comfort to healthcare workers during the pandemic. Last year, they donated over 860,000 pairs of shoes globally. Wow. That's a lot of Crocs.
Man, Crocs has been on a roll. After, you know, kind of going through a slump, this pandemic certainly was shining bright for that company.
Oh, absolutely. You got, you know, celebrities doing collaborations like Justin Bieber.
Post Malone. Yeah.
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 So you can, we'll tweet out that info. You can see more about that at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So she's got, a situation with her son's basketball coach she needs help with.
Okay. Is this going to make it awkward for her son?
I mean, it's going to make it awkward for everyone.
Okay.
But this is where we need to be adults and rise above and help, all right?
Yeah, we're really good at that.
We're really good at that. All right, group therapy coming up about 10 minutes. Sometimes you just want other people to weigh in on your problem. You've been going round and round in your own head about it, and you just need someone else that, you know, is not emotionally invested in the outcome.
Maybe your friends might have biased opinions.
Yeah,
so
for
you
sure
want to come to complete strangers on the radio.
Yeah, that's where we come in. Just message us. We'll get a hold of you and toss it out to the fam and see what we can do for you. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Okay, so, hey, thank you so much for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah, so my son, he is, you know, very serious about basketball, and he's on one of those travel teams.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, spend a lot of time with the team, and so I have started secretly dating his coach, and it's been, like, over a year now.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thanks. Except it's a little complicated because my son has no idea that this relationship is going on. And I don't really know where the relationship is going, so I don't really feel the need to share it with him until I have a better idea of what to do.
Yeah, understand that. Sure.
And then his dad is in the picture. My son and his father are very close. You know, his dad's a great dad, and he comes to all the games. And he pays for all of, you know, this travel team, all the stuff that goes along with it, the travel all the training and stuff like that. So, you know, it complicates things because he knows the coach. It would become kind of like this weird triangle. And, I think my ex would be pretty upset about this relationship. So, yeah, you know, I just, on top of, but like, I'm just not ready to go public, but my boyfriend is. Like, he just wants to kind of rip the Band-Aid off. And so it's kind of a mess on that side, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just don't know what to do.
Your son's coach is like, I'm tired of dating you in secret. I get that. And you're like, I don't know how far this is going, and this could really cause some issues with my ex and probably even your son, right?
Yeah, like I really don't want to hurt my son, and I feel like this would just complicate things on so many levels.
Yeah. So I guess you're wondering, like, how to navigate these waters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want things to get weird between anybody,
sure,
even though I know. So yeah, help me.
Okay. Well, that's what we do. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you. I know a lot of people are already texting in right now. So if you got some time to just kind of hang out and listen to the responses, then, you know, maybe we can help you out. Okay.
Great.
Steve wrote on Facebook, the best way to not go public with this is to contact Ben and Kelly and have them post it on their Facebook page with open comments. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. I think people understand that. I mean, this is why they come to, listen, Keeping her anonymous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it could be anybody.
Listen, Krista is like, choose happy. You do you. Your ex may surprise you. Maybe he will see this as an added benefit for your son. I know I do. Sheila's like, be happy. He will not be the coach forever, but he could be the one for you. I'd go public. Your son and your ex might be confused or upset, but they'll get over it. Life is too short.
Anybody date anyone in secret and have it work out?
Yeah, oh, we need success stories.
Yeah.
Or cautionary tales, because we kind of need to know like what to look out for, maybe something we're not considering.
And I'd love to hear from people who've dated the coach and just how that all worked out. So anyways, toss it out to you. 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. So she's dating the coach of her son's basketball team. Ex doesn't know. Son doesn't know. She's been doing it in secret.
For over a year. And I think that's been kind of like a point that a lot of people have said, hey, if it's been over a year, shouldn't you know like how you feel
how
about
you feel.
This guy? Because yeah. She's kind of been a little on the fence. But I feel like at this point in the relationship, you should know if there is long-term potential, and that should provide some clarity in and of itself.
Yeah, Charisse is like, hey, go public or move on. Hiding is not fair to anyone involved. It will be uncomfortable the first few times, but as long as coach is only coach on the field, it will work out. I started dating my cousin's ex-fiance after they broke up. I asked her beforehand how she felt about us being friends, and it was handled as adults. You know, we just celebrated 24 years of marriage.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, sure, it was awkward at first, but he already knew the whole family, so we got past it quickly. All right.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, there was one thing that was pointed out that where she says that she has considered breaking it off, but it would be awkward for like her son and everything. But she didn't mention her own feelings, mm-hmm. like what that would do to her if they broke up. The answer to that question, I think, should tell her how she really feels about this guy. And that's really what it comes down to. How do you feel about Coach?
Right. So I want to know if anyone has dated in secret and how it's turned out, you know, like keeping a relationship in secret or dated a coach or anything. Hey, Amy.
I never dated a coach, but my boyfriend and I, well, my fiance now, we dated in secret for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Just because I had been through a really rough relationship and the guy I was with was abusive. And so I kind of didn't want anyone to know about it for quite a few different reasons. And I also had a daughter at the time.
Right.
But I think life is just too short to worry about what other people think. And, you know, the son and the ex, they'll just have to get over it. So, I think kids don't really understand sometimes, but,
right. Yeah.
You know, parents have to be happy and things like that too. That we're humans and we're not only parents, but we're also humans.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So you're saying like, you know, don't worry about that. Just go public and live your life.
Yeah, and I mean, people might say things or have something to say about it, but in the end, it doesn't really matter their opinion.
Well, Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
So, have you ever dated in secret or dated a coach or anything like that, or you just have an opinion?
Well, it wasn't the coach, it was the boss.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and yes, it was in secret, but when it came out, it's been strong for 12 years. We did get married, and everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion on her is she has a good co-parenting relationship with the dad.
Yeah.
Then she needs to sit down with the dad and she open it up. Just them two.
Yeah.
And then they will discuss how they're going to tell the child.
Julie, thank you.
It will all work out.
Oh, I appreciate you calling.
All right, thank you.
That's a good plan right there. She should be able to talk to her ex about that.
Uh-huh. I couldn't get to Whitney's call, but she said, you better tell quickly, like today.
She has a sense of urgency about it.
Yeah, she was just like, you got to talk to him today because it's now out. Clock's ticking, basically.
Because of the power of the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show.
The power, yes. Anthony texts in and says, how much longer is the son going to play for the coach? Maybe she's just waiting for that to be over. Then they announce they're dating. I mean,
like, yeah, that could be.
And you know, part of me thinks she has her son's best interest. Like she's really thinking of her son first rather than her or even her boyfriend thinking that, you know, okay, if it comes out that I'm dating the coach, then he may get ridiculed by his peers and think that he's getting preferential
treatment. Or playing time,
yes,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So
she has to figure out, okay, can I see a future with this guy? If the answer is yes, then you should talk to the ex about that. You approach him first, and then you guys can approach, you know, your son together.
Wow, we just got a message from Vicky that was like, hey, when I was in high school, our basketball head coach's wife is cheating on him with the assistant coach. They ended up getting married and are still to this day. All right. Wow.
Okay.
That's can we contact you later, because I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. But but I think what we're just saying is, I like what Julie had said about just talking to your ex, just being upfront with your ex and just being like, hey, all right, so this is a situation. Let's figure out how to talk to our son and move forward. And
yes, if she has decided there is long-term potential, like she sees a life with this guy. If she's really still not sure, she's got to figure that out first.
Yeah, but Allie brings up a good point. It's like, hey, don't let the dad and son find out from anyone else. That'd be worst.
Yes.
That'd be worst possible scenario. So, all right.
100%.
We're out of time right now, but if you want to comment on Facebook, bunch of comments already. So at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always leave it there. Or you can listen back to the entire call up at WDJX.com. Click listen. Can we get to a setting the bar real quick?
We probably should.
All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without landing your Toyota hatchback on the hood of a Jeep while trying to avoid hitting a cat, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Now, when
there is a car on top of another car?
Yeah. I mean, we're not saying to go ahead and hit the cat, but
no.
But this out of England, where photos show that a Toyota hatchback kind of is on, I don't even know how it happened. It's perched on the hood of a Jeep. The driver tried to avoid a cat in the road. The street was kind of narrow, swerved, happened at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And the police even were like, I mean, that's kind of impressive. Like,
it is like you would think that there's some sort of like ramp that had to have been involved to get it up and on top of the hood of the car.
Yeah. Thankfully, neither the person driving the other person's who owns the other car. I mean, it was
either
early
car,
in the morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or the cat was injured. So
okay, good. So nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
But there is going to be some damage
yeah.
to repair.
I gotta say, like, man, I've come close to hitting some animals on the road. You're helpless. Like, what are you gonna do? Especially deer, especially at night.
Oh, gosh,
yes. You know, like on I-71, if you're driving I-71 and it's at night and you're getting there in Oldham County and those deer just run across the road and... Oh, it's a flash in your headlights and they're gone. And you're like, oh, I mean, what?
Absolutely.
I mean,
you have to be so
crazy.
Careful with that. But you know what? This totally reminds me of like a farmer's insurance commercial
where yeah.
they've seen everything and they have like a car on a roof and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like, I imagine J.K. Simmons to be right there saying,
yep, we've seen it.
We've seen that.
Yep. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without landing your Toyota hatchback on the hood of a Jeep while trying to avoid hitting a cat, you're doing okay.
But impressive.
Impressive. I mean,
yeah. Nobody hurt. Cat survives.
That's right.
All right.
All right. That's setting the bar. 99.7 DJX. You know, we have a Facebook fight sitting in our inbox. Do we try to like... make our way through that coming up next, because it does have yo mama qualities and it is.
I feel like we should.
All right. So give us a couple minutes and we'll try to hammer this out. We take the screenshots that you send us and we just kind of act out the people that are commenting on the thread. Okay.
Okay. So how many players do we have in here? Let's see. One, two, I think there may be four.
Okay, so
okay,
if,
so we'll each play
if
a couple
you
roles.
And I both take two roles, then I think we
all
can
right.
manage this. And now we're going
oh,
to have to
be dudes.
I know. And you're going to get to see Kelly and I be 100% professional radio personalities here.
Absolutely.
Doing it on the fly here. Coming up, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. From time to time, we'll get screenshots from people who see drama on Facebook. And for a while, we kind of stopped doing this because it was just too crazy. But you see the drama, you screenshot it, you send it to us. And what Kelly and I will do is act out everyone, or at least some of the people who are commenting on the thread.
So this one, Cody is just starting. You know what? He's tired of all the typical stuff you're seeing on your feed, right? He's
right.
trying to cut through. He thinks, you know what? I've got some different content.
Got an idea.
I want to throw out there. He's got an idea. And Austin, Olivia, and Hunter are going to chime in and help him like cultivate this new content.
Okay, so I'm going to play Cody, and I'm also going to play Hunter.
I've got Austin, which is, you know, he's my dude voice, and then Olivia.
So let's dive into this.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Cody. Are you giving me real sound effects? Oh, I thought you were giving me real sound effects. I was like, wow, that was really loud.
I can if you want.
No. It's fine.
All right.
We'll keep with what we got. All right, starting with Cody. I just came up with a great idea. Why don't we take turns roasting each other? We could do it once a week, like on Mondays, to get us all in a better mood. I think it will be absolutely snarky and slay everything else on here. I'll even go first. You can roast me today. And next week, someone else will go.
Okay, Cody. Here goes. Your mom is so ugly that when she walks past a toilet, it flushes itself.
Whoa. Not cool, Austin. I said, roast me, not my mom.
Oh, okay. Sorry, man. Let me try this again. Cody, I don't know what makes you so stupid, but whatever it is, it really works.
Now, Olivia.
Cody, this is not going to end well.
Come on, Olivia. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I want in.
Fire away, Hunter. This should be good.
Cody, yo mama's so fat. If she was a Star Wars character, her name would be Admiral Snackbar.
That's a really funny one. Oh, snap. Back to his mom's.
Hunter again. Cody, yo mama's so fat, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I've got one. That hoodie you always wear looks bad and smells like you don't wash it.
Olivia, I'm not sure that's a put down. It's more like the truth. It would be like me saying Cody sucks at his job. It's not clever, it's just fact.
You're right. How about this one? Cody's face looks like it caught fire and somebody put it out with a hammer.
Bingo! Bingo, bingo!
Oh, how about this one? Cody, if you end up in hell, you might like it. I hear Satan wallpapered all of it with your deleted selfies.
Roast on, Queen Olivia!
Hey, guys. Cody's little buddy is so small that when he takes a deep breath, it disappears.
Oh, my God. You know, Cody's been silent in this whole thing for a while. Oh, Cody, you guys are just being mean. And Olivia, I'm pretty disappointed in you.
Listen, I'm just doing what you asked. Did I not tell you this would end badly?
Yeah, but you're my sister. Hashtag penis joke. Hashtag awkward. Oh, my God.
Jesus, sister. Oh, my God.
Roasting his manhood. All right.
I did not see that. Wow. Sharp left turn.
Yeah, that was a sharp left turn.
Oh, my God. Those jokes were on point, too.
Yeah,
that
so.
Is so mean.
You know, when you see the drama, Facebook, sometimes you can just screenshot it, send it to us. Kelly and I will act it out. A little Facebook fight theater there.
Maybe we don't ask people to roast us on social media. Maybe.
Because the gloves come off. They really do. All right. That was Facebook Fight
Admiral
Theater.
Admiral Snack Bar.
On 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. If you missed anything on the show or throughout the week, we've had some great updates to some of the group therapies that we have been featuring here on the show. You can go back and you can listen to everything, maybe. WDJX.com. Click listen. By the way, happy Mother's Day early to you, Kelly.
Thank you. It's already off to a great start because my kids are not great at hanging on to the gifts that they made. They immediately give it to me in the car, in carpool.
I get it. They're excited.
Which is fantastic. Like, I think I've had this little Mother's Day dish that she made in art class for a couple of weeks already. And then yesterday she gives me her painting, her framed painting. And I mean, I have one from when Jake was in third grade, made me cry. And I mean, I literally busted out into instant ugly tears. Mm-hmm. So much so it confused her.
Oh my gosh.
She went, Mom, like, are you okay?
Everything all right here?
It was really good. But I wanted to give a shout out to Topps Magazine and thank them for featuring me in their new issue, which is out now, I believe. Heather French Henry, my good friend, is on the cover. She got a chance to write an article about veteran moms, which is fantastic. She looks gorgeous. And my other friend, Shannon Kogan, is also featured in the magazine as well. So great issue. Pick it up if you can. Or we've got the link up on, I know, my social media. I think we've shared it on DJX, where you can read the digital version. And it's pretty great. So they were very, the staff was great. Photographer's awesome. Great lighting is awesome.
Yeah, great pictures of you guys.
Yes, that was awesome. So I really appreciate them featuring us and thinking of us.
All right, cool. Well, happy Mother's Day to you and to everyone who is a mother, biologically or otherwise. It's your day. It's your weekend. So there you go. Have a good one, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.